Threading its musical way through this month's edition of Organ First Radio are recordings of a very famous Wurlitzer organ. October 1983 that a new, revolutionary and exciting venue opened its doors to the general public on the outskirts of my hometown of Northampton. Named after the family that masterminded and designed it, it was, until 2004, known as Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round, and, as far as organ music lovers were concerned, the centre of attraction was the former Paramount Newcastle Wurlitzer and its new resident organist, Nicholas Martin.
Thank you.
Over, Little Red Monkey, Bring Me Sunshine, and of course Yakety Sax, played there by Nicholas Martin. Visually and sound-wise, the Wurlitzer had competition from a number of other musical instruments in the form of several magnificent fairground and street cafe organs, including the unique and largest decap-built dance hall organ with three animated robots who played saxophone, trumpet and drums, behind the scenes of which there was a full-size Hammond organ played by air jets pressing down on the keys. The Wurlitzer organ was by now in its third home, having started life in the 2,602-seater Paramount Newcastle, where it was opened in the 1930s with Vincent Trippett at the console. One famous Tyneside organist had a residency there in the 50s, not as an organist, but on the management side of the business. Even so, that didn't stop the BBC offering him broadcasts from the theatre, heralded by this, his signature tune titled Yours Sincerely, which he then follows with the Pizzicato Polka. It's Con Doherty. Thank you. Yours Sincerely and the Pizzicato Polka, played there by Con Doherty and taken from one of three LP recordings made a few days before the organ's removal. But I like to think they may well have been from broadcasts because the audio quality varies from track to track, which suggests they were not all recorded at the same time. In truth, the final recordings were made by one of the organists who had purchased the Wurlitzer, namely Graham Wright, who, together with fellow organ builder Dave Paulin, made some recordings in the hours prior to the removal of it. From one of his recordings, here is Graham Wright proving that in her final hours as a paramount attraction, this Wurlitzer was still very much in fine voice. Lady is a Tramp, played there by Graham Wright, and with that we'll temporarily leave the story of the Paramount Newcastle Wurlitzer and turn attentions instead to John Mann, who a few months ago celebrated his 75th birthday and, as the saying goes, is still going strong. Although, knowing John, he's just as likely to reply by saying, "Oh, good." Anyway, the Clown Prince of the organ world, or indeed the Peter Pan of the organ world, you take your pick, is still bringing in the crowds at his concerts, either playing his eminent Grand Theatre 2000 electronic organ or on any number of pipe organs. Here he is at the former with the lovely Dream Theme. The Dream theme played there by John Mann, and anyone who's ever been to one of his concerts will know that should there be a piano handy, then his pianistic skills are eagerly anticipated. The Robin's Return, played there by John Mann on piano. And seeing as how it's a rarity to hear John Mann on the radio these days, let's complete this belated birthday trio of tunes with one of the earliest theatre organ recordings he ever made, and that was on the 3-manual 19-rank Wurlitzer that used to be in the home of Les Rawl. The basis of the organ being the 8 ranks of the former Granada Wandsworth Road Wurlitzer, later supplemented with pipework from organs that used to be in cinemas in Stepney, Birmingham and Leicester Square. This is the delightful Willow Waltz. The Willow Waltz, played there on theatre organ by John Mann. By chance, I happened to hear part of a Classic FM programme the other week, one of those with the format that invites people to phone in with requests, whereupon this particular caller asked for a tune for her chickens. Well, I'm not sure if she'd just bought some, or they'd actually laid their first eggs, or they'd been eaten by the local fox. Anyway, the presenter said she'd looked for a classical tune with chickens being represented in musical terms, but there weren't any. Well, didn't look very far, did she? Because had she done so, she'd have been able to have chosen the Ballet of the Unhatched Chicks in Their Shells. Here it is, played by Tamita. Ballet of the Unhatched Chicks in Their Shells, taken from Pictures at an Exhibition by Russian composer Modest Mussorgsky, and performed there on Moog synth by the celebrated pioneer of electronic music development, Iseo Tamita. Back now to the underlying theme of this month's programme, that of the Wurlitzer that started out life at the Paramount Newcastle in the early 30s, was removed and sold in 1964, and eventually arrived at its second home, the unlikely Kitchen Brothers Motor Showroom in Diss in Norfolk. Here the console presented an unusual but vivid attraction, as it did amongst all the latest cars on display. The huge glass-fronted showrooms would not, on first thought, be an ideal venue for a 19-rank Wurlitzer, but in its life there it proved to be a huge success, and many organists cut and made recordings and broadcasts on it. One of the first being none other than the person who had purchased it when it was removed from the Paramount, Graham Wright.
Thank you.
A beautiful, lush rendition of A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, performed there in concert by Graham Wright at the former Paramount Newcastle Wurlitzer during its early days in the 70s at the Kitchen Brothers Motor Showroom. Also on the same concert bill were Eric Lord, Jimmy Swift and Jeff Stevenson, who went on to make two LP recordings on it in later years. This month, German organist Claudia Hirschfeld is back in the country for a few dates, the longest of which sees her appearing in the company of some other celebrity Versi organ stars at this year's Versi Oktoberfest at the Marriott Hotel in Huntingdon from the 17th to the 20th of October. And then, on the 24th, she's doing a special fundraising concert for the Cornwall Air Ambulance Charity at Wadebridge School, which is near to Bodmin, and that commences at 7:30 in the evening. In both instances, she'll be featuring her special three-manual Versi Luwa GS1000 organ. And here she is playing Nella Fantasia, or In My Fantasy, which is an Italian song based on Ennio Morricone's composition Gabriel's Oboe from the 1986 film The Mission. Fantasia, played there by Claudia Hirschfeld. And if you happen to be within travelling distance of Wadebridge School in Cornwall, then why not go along on the 24th of this month, and by so doing, you'll be supporting the Cornwall Air Ambulance Charity that over the course of every year saves many lives when people need to be airlifted at speed to hospital, especially when the roads in the county of Cornwall are pretty jammed with holidaymakers and ambulances can't always make it to the scene of an accident as hastily as they'd wish. I often get asked where certain organists are these days. Many have disappeared from the organ concert world as I knew it, and others are still around on the periphery of the music scene. One such artist is Tony Pegler, who's now an examiner for the London School of Music. And I was reminded of that by another of today's artists, whose new CD is coming up shortly. In the meantime, here is Tony Pegler with a track from what I believe was his last CD, titled It's a Swing Thing, performed on Technics KN6000 for all the band parts. The Hammond B3 samples are on Technics KN5000 via a Leslie 145 speaker, and the result is a tune so appropriate for this time of year. Autumn Leaves. Autumn Leaves, played by Tony Pegler. So yes, the artist who reminded me about him was in fact Steve Hubble, who was surprised to see him arrive to conduct the music examinations of some of Steve Hubble's music pupils. They last appeared together back in the 80s at Pontin's organ music festivals at Morecambe, and it just so happens that Steve has sent me a review copy of his latest release titled My Music. From the sleeve notes, it appears the idea is to present tracks that have been part of his musical career in the past 30 years. But such are those numbers that he goes on to indicate that a follow-up release is scheduled for next year. So what influenced Steve Hubble in his formative playing years? Back in 1984, he won the Midlands Organist of the Year competition by playing John Miles' composition Music, which I seem to recall was a very popular item for organists back then. So naturally, that's included, as is a piece which I remember him getting standing ovations for, Dueling Banjos, which has the fun of one player trying to outsmart the other, in stereo. An unusual opener, something I haven't seen in organ recordings for a long while, is that he opens with an overture, in this instance, that to the Sound of Music. Whilst on the subject of famous shows, there's a nice selection from Les Miserables and, in classical vein, Nessun Dorma. But I was quite struck with track number 7, which is very upbeat and is a song recorded by American country music artist Reba McEntire, released in 1984 as the first single from her album Read My Mind. The tune is Why Haven't I Heard From You? Here's Steve Hubbell. Haven't I Heard From You, performed there by Steve Hubbell on his MIDI keyboard system, and it's a track taken from his new CD titled My Music. Pressure of space this month means I don't have time for a second track, but I promise you that I will include one in next month's show. In the meantime, full details, track listings and some sample tracks can be found on the Organ First Radio web pages. And again, to any organ club secretary looking for a new name, albeit one that's been around for the past 30 years, to approach for a concert date, then, believe me, Steve Hubbell puts on a very good show, which I'm sure the club members would enjoy. Well, the Kitchen Brothers eventually sold the organ, and ready with the cash to purchase it was visionary businessman Nigel Turner, who saw it as one of many attractions in his one-of-a-kind musical venue, which became known as Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round. This huge structure on the outskirts of Northampton became the mecca not only for those people who liked the sound of fairground organs, with a chance to ride on a huge set of gallopers, but also to hear the sound of the beautifully refurbished Wurlitzer and enjoy everything from afternoon tea dances to corporate functions and parties of all kinds, including weddings, Christmas and New Year's. Initially, the live entertainment was provided at the Wurlitzer by Nicholas Martin, and providing a unique contrast on Yamaha organ, the equally versatile John Walker, who brought a whole new dimension to the music scene there, the object being that the Wurlitzer, and indeed its resident organist Nicholas Martin, needed breaks throughout the long day. Here's John with his Hooked in Space medley. Hooked in Space medley played there by John Walker. He eventually left to take up a career as a solo organist and made a number of superb CDs under contract to the C for Miles record label, who accorded him massive publicity via television advertising back then. His place was taken by Ian Darlington, who went on to marry one of the boss's daughters. When it came to versatility, then, anyone who ever saw Ian Darlington at Turner's would tell you he was equally at home on the Yamaha, as well as playing any number of percussion instruments, adding the occasional vocal item, or, as in this example, playing trumpet to his own accompaniment for the lovely Angel in Blue.
Thank you.
Angel in Blue, composed by Roberto de Nova, whose prolific songwriting has resulted in over 80 recordings, many based around the sound of a real trumpet, backed by digital and live orchestration. In this case, both being provided by artist Ian Darlington. To take us out of the show this month, here are the dynamic duo of Nicholas Martin and Ian Darlington on Wurlitzer and Yamaha with a typical Turner's musical merry-go-round party night finale with Johnny Be Good, You Drive Me Crazy and Rock Around the Clock. This is Alan Ashton saying I hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join me here again each and every month on Organ First Radio. Take it away, lads.
Been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.